KB2HXS listening. It's working.
Good afternoon, KD4ILX.
KD4ILX, KB2HXS. Up here in, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of the area. Near Inman.
Oh, somewhere over there. I'm heading back up to Hendersonville. I'm going home for the day.
Oh, me too. Me too. I finished what I had to do. It's not actually Inman. It's a little bit, I guess, west of Inman.
They're talking, but I can't tell you what the name of it is.
I'm here, and it escapes me. That's okay. I just left the customer's house, and I'm heading home.
The brain cells for the day. Take the rest of the day off, right?
That's it. I'm lucky I have enough to get home.
Car, you just push a button, it'll take you home.
No. I like to step on a gas pedal. And I mean gas pedal.
Electric yet.
I drive an older Dodge Durango. It's a 2015 with a V6 in it. And it runs just fine.
I'm driving a wife's car, about a Kia Sorento. That's a nice old car. It's a really good gas mileage. Give it that. Yeah, a little electronic bells and whistles on it. You don't even have to steer it if you don't want to. It'll steer.
Yeah, no, it's got the touchscreen radio. I got XM in it, and, you know, it's pretty, it's not the high-end model. It's not the XT model. It's the one down below. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, the RT. It's not the RT model with the big V8 in it. It's got the Pentastar 6, and it does me extremely well.
I think I was going to get an 8-cylinder. It'd have to be, like, my El Camino. It's got a 69 El Camino. It's got a 350 V8. Yeah, something old like that. Otherwise, it's not really a need for that anymore.
Now, my favorite car is a 67 Chevelle Malibu 2-door with the... either the old straight six, because that's pretty much what I learned on, or a get the 396, the SS model, and now we're talking.
The interior mine, it's the Chevelle Malibu edition, El Camino. So it looks like a Chevelle on the front, and Malibu, I guess the Chevy Malibu, I don't know what it is, but it's the Chevelle Malibu edition, El Camino.
What year is that?
Father-in-law used to say, the rest of the soul, the best year there ever was, the 69.
I grew up, my dad had the 67 with the straight six. I think it was the 225 straight six or 235, something, I can't remember what it was. And that thing, my dad's friend was a mechanic, and he rebuilt the engine, did a partial rebuild. Put a new cam in and stuff, and that thing ran like a top. Holy cow, that thing ran good.
I put a cam in the 350, and he rebuilt the 350. Some of matching serial numbers. He did the work himself. He was in the race cars and old cars, and he's had all kind of stuff. 2060 buckets, and his oldest son's got a 66. Oh, he's got a 66. What's that? Camaro. Trying to think of that there. But I had a Dodge van. Had a 225 slant six. That was good butter.
Yeah, my parents had the Aspen, Dodge Aspen years ago that had that 225 slant six. That thing was rattling like crazy, but we couldn't kill it. You couldn't kill that thing.
And, I didn't know how to rebuild a motor at the time, and my wife's brother, he says, if you want to rebuild it, we can rebuild it. You're going to rebuild it, but I'll show you how to do it. So we rebuilt it and everything. And, got it rebuilt, and ran like a top. Turned, put a little bit in the back, and that was my first expedition at camping. We started with that van, and we have pop-ups, hard-sided campers, and now we've got a fifth wheel.
Gotcha. My wife wants to do some tent camping this year. We're roughing it up in the mountains. We haven't got an RV or anything. Anyway, KB2HXS for ID. Heading home. Anyway, back to you, sir.
Name's Leon, Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray. And I get on there pretty regular every morning when I'm working. Just found out I'll work at them all. So I guess I'm done until next week.
Unless my phone rings, I have an install next Wednesday down in Simpsonville. Otherwise, just when I get a phone call, I go fix them.
Computers?
No, sir. I do air conditioning and heating.
Well, that's a good occupation. It's always hot or it's cold. One of the two.
I brought my knowledge from Florida up here, and I had to learn a little bit more on the heat side, especially the gas furnaces. We didn't have too many gas furnaces in Florida.
The work down there was on the cooling side. Got a heat mini split that I put in the house a couple years ago. And it's just the whole house. And then for heating, I use the mini split up until like 40 some degrees. After that, I've got a pellet stove that I use for heat. Just don't get the warmth out of a mini split or any kind of electric heat. That's just a fireplace or something with an open flame.
Well, that's kind of that's my thoughts too. I have a heat pump at my house. A gas furnace is the best way to go, in my opinion. But what we want to do is we want to put in a potbelly stove. We have an area in our house. It's a converted carport into what we call the great room. It's got like 16 windows in here that the people put in. And we want to put a small potbelly stove, and I'll put an air conditioning return in that room, and then we can bring the heat around the house. But fireplace or wood burning stove, that's the way to go.
What was your name there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Name is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Nice to make the acquaintance. I think I spoke to you before, but I am bad on names, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, when you said your name, I think we've spoken before also. I know a couple of the guys on here. In fact, they break my chops every time if I talk a little too fast, then I get corrected. I don't live in Greer. I live in Gurr.
So people down in South Carolina think they're from UG and actually from Hucker.
I was also told no self-respecting Southern man doesn't have a trailer, so I had to go out and buy a trailer.
A trailer.
Equipment around when I go do the install. I can't throw it on my back.
Yeah, I think if you want to be more Southern, you take the fenders off.
Well, either that or I don't plug the lights in.
I've got a little 4 foot wide by, I guess, 6 foot long. It's a small trailer. And I've replaced the taillights on that thing about 3 times now. I'm going to quit. I'm going to put the last one on it, so I've got a set on there now, and for some reason, I loaned it to my daughter, and now the right side taillight's not working, so I got to fix it again.
5x8, just open trailer. That's what I use to move equipment and whatnot. And it came with LED lights on the back of it, and they're still working. I check them all the time. They still work. The brake lights work. The blinkers work, so nobody should complain.
I understand that. I wouldn't put any taillights on the back of a trailer unless it's LED. And I have a particular style of taillight that I like because I bought my brand new boat a couple years ago. During the taillights of that thing worked one time. And then after that, they quit working. So I went ahead and bought me a whole new set. Put those on. They lasted about a week or two. So I've got the ones I should have got in the first place. They're like oval, watertight. You can't kill them things. And I bought the boxes to mount them in. I mounted those boxes on the trailer frame. So, and then I got a bicycle rack. I went and bought another set of those lights with the enclosures and put those on my bicycle rack. So with the bikes in the back, I got taillights back there too. I just need to break down. I bought another set of those. I've got a 22-foot utility trailer that I put on those. Put those on it.
Yeah, I just use my trailer for if we go to the transfer station with trash from the house, equipment. That's pretty much it. It's kind of daily use type thing. Anyway, Leon, I'm getting close to the house here. I just came out and just turned on the 14. I'll be home in about 5 minutes here.
Hello. I just turned on the 25 of 290, so heads up about. Good talking to you.
Yeah, here. I will talk with you again. Let me see if I don't screw up your calls. KO4IOX, is that it?
The Kilo Delta 4, and I don't have an X. IOX, but I don't have one.
E4IOX, is that correct?
QSL.
All right, roger that. We'll have to come up with something for you. I own X-ray.
This keeps throwing me.
Oh, it's the same thing with me. You know, my calls are Hotel X-ray Sierra, HXS, and it throws people for a loop. They switch the X and the S around. That's okay. I know my calls. Have a good day, Leon. 73, KB2HXS Mobile.
You do the same, David. 73, have a great day. Enjoy the weather. KD4IOX Mobile.
I'll see you.